Test 2, Section 1. You will hear a new student, Stefan, talking to an assistant, Anna, at the student union about his membership. You now have 30 seconds to read questions 1 to 6.
Hi, can I help you?
Yeah, I hope so. This is the first time I've been down to the union. I'm a new international student and I just wondered what to do.
Oh, right. Well, normally we ask international students to fill out this form and we put your details on the wall by reception. Then other students can contact you. It's a way for everybody to get to know each other. It can be a bit lonely otherwise.
Oh, I see.
What's your name? I'm Anna, by the way.
It's Stefan Unger.
OK, well, just write that there next to name and then fill in the rest.
Right. What does it mean, degree program?
Just if you are an undergraduate or a postgraduate. Or maybe you're just here for a short course?
I'm a postgraduate. Do I need to say what in?
Not really. It's too much detail. But you should put your department, so people who have the same interests or problems as you can get in touch.
So I'm studying marine construction, so for department, do I put down the science faculty then?
Just your actual department. That must be engineering, no?
Oh, I see, yes.
Then if you list what you like doing in your free time, not that we ever get any when we're studying, and maybe you can meet up with someone socially or to join a club or something.
Well, I like lots of things. Shall I just list them?
My advice is to just put one or two, like football and films or whatever. Otherwise, you'll get so many invitations, you won't get any time to work.
OK. I think I'll just list computer games, as that's my big interest.
Oh.
I haven't played football for ages. I may start to play once I get settled. Now, let's see. Next thing is languages.
Yes, we find many of the international students get a bit tired of speaking English all the time. Sometimes they like to speak to someone in their own language. It's up to you.
That is a good idea. I presume I don't need to put English down.
Oh, no. I put Italian and French.
I can only speak German, my mother tongue.
OK, well, that's fine. Just put that.
What does accommodation mean? Is that my address?
We're trying to find similarities between people, and some people live in hall, some are in flats, some are in bedsits. So it helps if you say.
I'm in hall, though I'd like to be in a flat. But that won't happen till the end of the first term.
Put where you are now. You can always change it later. Then finally, just put your phone number.
I haven't really got one. I haven't sorted out a mobile yet.
Well, it's going to be difficult for people to contact you then, isn't it?
Mm.
Why don't you put the union one and we'll take messages for you?
OK.
It's 02-950-659-003. Have you got that?
Yes.
OK, then.
You now have 30 seconds to read questions 7 to 10.
Oh, I had a couple more questions about the services you've got here. It says there's a photocopier here.
Yes. You need to get a card from the shop, and then it's available to all students in the mornings. The union uses it after 1 p.m.
OK. I see also the union organises loads of events. Are they always held here in the union building? It looks big enough.
If you're interested in something, you should check the poster or our website. In fact, we normally use the Round Theatre, opposite the conference centre, for most events, because the sound system is better.
Right. I'll do that. Also, I wanted to hire a van. Can I do that through you?
No. You need to present a case, really. They're not just available for hire to anyone. The president said we have to limit who is allowed to hire them. The person you need to see is the transport secretary. She's on the second floor.
OK, thanks. The other thing is, are all the discounts we get with our union card listed on the back of the card? I thought there might be more.
No, that's it, I'm afraid. Mainly books, clothes and music. Though we are currently negotiating to get one on newspapers, so that should be valid from next term.
OK. Thanks a lot for your help.